sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. I'll take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry.
And WGCM. Let's go!
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
Percent and the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
The Biloxi Shuckers aim to snap their two-game losing skid tonight on a Friday evening from Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zerrell alongside Garrett Green. Shuckers won on Tuesday night, but have dropped their last two games, the last two nights to the Embrays. Really just been one inning. The seventh inning has been the problem for Shuckers pitching. They gave up four runs on Tuesday night, five on Wednesday night. And the Embraves picked up a 9-4 win yesterday. Shuckers were no hit through the first four and a third innings. Yet, correction, there was not a base runner through the first four and a third inning against Freddie Tardock. And then Jackson Reed, solo home run. Tristan Lutz followed right behind him. Solo blast as well, 2-0 Shuckers in the fifth. Two more in the sixth inning, leadoff walk to Gabe Holt, and Joey Weimer hit one of the longest home runs we have seen this season out onto the berm in left field to the right of the video board. It was way up there on the hill as well. So the Shuckers had a 4-0 lead entering the seventh inning, a five-run bomb of the seventh inning, including a bases-clearing double by C.J. Alexander and a four-run eighth inning put it out of reach. So the Shuckers have allowed 16 of the 21s they have allowed in this series have come in the seventh inning or later, including nine in the seventh inning alone. They look to change that tonight, though, and they got the man they want to mound. Victor Castaneda gets the ball for the Shuckers here at Trustmark Park. We'll get you the rest of the starting laps next from the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn.
Welcome back on the Shuckers pregame show here from Trustmark Park, as the Shuckers and Embraves getting set for game four of the six-game series on this Friday evening. Shuckers and Embraves jostling for second-place position. Shuckers 17-19, three games back from the Blue Wahoos in first place. Embraves 16-20, they are four games back from the Blue Wahoos. Here's the starting lineup for both sides, starting with the visiting Shuckers. Gabe Holt back leadoff position. He is the DH position, though tonight Joey Weimer plays center field, bats second. Felix Valerio plays second base, batting third, followed by the switch hitting first baseman Thomas Dillard. Jackson Reitz, back-to-back nights, he's starting left field, bats fifth. Tristan Lutz, the right fielder, home run yesterday, followed Jackson Reitz, he bats sixth. Catcher Brent Diaz in the seventh spot. Shortstop Cam Devaney, he will bat eighth tonight. And the switch hitting third baseman Jason Coca rounds out the order, batting ninth, as Victor Castaneda will get the ball today. Enters 1-2 record, a 2.23 ERA on the season. Now on the opposite side of the spectrum, the M Braves lineup, similar to what they rolled out a little bit yesterday. A few tinkering, though, by manager Bruce Crabb. Their lineup will go as follows. Center fielder Michael Harris lead things off. The Braves' number one prospect is always situated at the leadoff position. He is there again tonight. DH Luke Waddell bats second. Jariel Gonzalez, the switch hitting shortstop, bats third. Drew Lugbauer had the night off last night. Lefty power hitting first baseman bats cleanup. Left fielder Jalen Miller bats fifth. Third baseman C.J. Alexander in the sixth spot. Ryan Delgado, the second baseman, 6-for-10 in the series, including a perfect 3-for-3 night at the plate last night. He bats seventh. Logan Brown, the catcher, who didn't play last night, did play on Wednesday, though. He's back in the lineup today. Yeah, he is batting eighth. And the right fielder, Trey Harris, who hasn't played since Tuesday, in the starting nine tonight, again, batting ninth. Darius Vines gets the ball. The right-hander is 2-2 with a 4.84 ERA. And again, he goes opposite of Victor Castaneda. Well, Garrett Green and myself will get you our picks to click and some preview of the matchups around the Southern League tonight. Up next here on the Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed.
Back on the Shuckers pregame show from Trustmark Park. It's our favorite part of the pregame show now. I know it's yours as well. Our picks to click. Gary, last night, I think we nailed them. Jackson Reitz for myself, and you had Joe Weimer both homering in the contest last night. Who you have tonight?
All right. I am going with Thomas Dillard in this evening's ballgame. Thomas has not had a great series so far. His strikeout numbers have been up. He is 1-for-12 in this series with 7 Ks. Tonight's the night he turns it around. Thomas Dillard is my pick to click.
I like it. I got to stay consistent here. Jackson Reitz clubbed his ninth home run yesterday. He's tied for fourth in the Southern League. He's got two in this series so far. Why not make it three here tonight? We'll see if those picks do click tonight. On the other side, we have the first pitch in the national anthem here on the Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Who wants a free T-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed T-shirt every week. Join us on May 24th for an exclusive AFC Biloxi tee presented by U.S. Air Force 331st Recruiting Squadron. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 27th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Island View Casino, as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Let's go!
Play ball. It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi, it's game number four in a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Welcome to the weekend. Alongside Thomas Zanzarella, Garrett Green with you here. The Shuckers come into tonight 17-19 on the season. They're three games back of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. As for the Mississippi Braves, 16-20, that puts them four games back of the Wahoos. Here's the starting lineup for the Shuckers tonight. Leading off the DH, Gabe Holt. Joey Weimer follows him in center, and Felix Valerio at second hits third. The switch-hitting first baseman, Thomas Dillard, is the cleanup man. Jackson Reitz in left. Tristan Lutz out in right. Brent Diaz the catcher. Cam Devaney at short. And rounding it all out is the third baseman, Yeeson Koca. They go opposite the right-hander, Darius Vines, 2-2 with a 4.84 ERA. And the first pitch is fouled off by Gabe Holt. And for another night, we are off and running a minute early at 6:34 p.m. here in Pearl. Sat on the next offer to Holt. And Gabe hits this in the air out into left field. But Miller a few steps towards the line, and he'll reach up and haul in the catch. So Holt is retired on two pitches, one gone here in the first inning.
Now here's how the Braves line up defensively behind Darius Vines tonight. Start on the outfield left to right. As Garrett said, there is Jalen Miller in left. Michael Harris is second in center. Trey Harris to his right and right field. Around the diamond, C.J. Alexander at third base. Jeriel Gonzalez and Ryan Delgado up the middle. Drew Lugbauer at first and Logan Brown doing the catching.
First offer to Weimer is a fastball over for a called strike. It is 0-1 to Joey. Well, the 6'1", 190-pound right-hander Darius Vines rocks home the 0-1, and Weimer watches a breaking ball on the outer edge. The count is now 0-2 to Joey. Vines making his league-leading eighth start of the year. The righty the 0-2, and Weimer a check swing fly ball first base side, and Vines will jog underneath it
just about a foot and a half in fair territory, 70 feet up the line. And so Weimer officially pops out, two gone in the inning, and Felix Valerio the batter. The slightly less rare, it seems like, this season, F1.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about the Monaco Grand Prix there. It's a fly out to the pitcher as Vines covered the ground. Now it's Valerio. The first offer to him is a strike at the knees, 0-1. It is a warm one this evening, 86 degrees at first pitch here in Pearl. The 0-1, and Valerio thought about it. He holds off and takes outside a fastball. And the count is even at a ball and a strike to Valerio. Two gone, and the base is empty here in the top of the first inning. The set and the 1-1, and Valerio swings, gets a piece of this. It was a sinking changeup. And so the count of ball and two strikes to Felix. There is a slight breeze in the ballpark tonight. It's blowing towards left. 1-2. And Felix fouls this right back over our heads and out of play. And so the count stays at a ball and two strikes to the Shuckers second baseman. Wind was firmer earlier in the day. It has settled down a little bit. It's just barely gusting the flags out and left. 1-2. And that is outside. Vines with a little bit of a whip of his wrist as he felt like he didn't finish that pitch off right. And so the count goes to two balls and two strikes to Valerio. Vines operating towards the first base side of the rubber, kicks home the 2-2. And there's a check swing shot foul towards the on-deck circle where Thomas Dillard is. And so the count will remain at two balls and two strikes to the second baseman, Valerio. Scouting report on Vines, four-pitch pitcher, as the 2-2. And this is lifted back of home foul. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup for the right-hander. Regarded as the number 14 prospect in the Braves organization. Second time that he is facing the Shuckers this year. The right-hander hands over his head, the 2-2. And Valerio takes the slider high. And so the count has run full now to the second baseman, Felix Valerio. Bags empty and two gone here in the first. The right-hander Vines, not wasting any time. Hands over the head, the full count pitch. And it swung through and missed. He threw him a fastball at the bottom of the zone. And Valerio strikes out swinging. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Darius Vines in the first. We move on to the home half of the first inning. It's the Shuckers nothing and the M Braves coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join in all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Home half of the first inning, the Biloxi Shuckers held off the board in the top of the first, so here is the starting nine for Mississippi tonight. Leading off is the center fielder, Michael Harris. Luke Waddell, the designated hitter, bats second. The shortstop, Jariel Gonzalez, hits third. The cleanup man is the first baseman, Drew Lugbauer. Jalen Miller out in left field tonight. CJ Alexander at third, hits sixth. In the seventh spot is the second baseman, Riley Delgado. Logan Brown does the catching, and rounding it all out of the ninth spot is the right fielder, Trey Harris. They go opposite the right hitter, Victor Castaneda. 1-2 this year, but a 2.23 ERA. So Castaneda stares into Harris and the first offer. And a slider at the bottom part of the zone for a called strike. It is 0-1. So here is the 5'11", 204-pound righty Castaneda. 0-1, and a weak dribbler, third base side. Coca charges, scoops where the shortstop normally is, and throws to first to retire the speedy Harris. 5-3 on the ground out on two pitches, and Waddell is the batter.
Well, here's how the Shuckers line defensively tonight in the outfield left to right. Jackson Reed, second straight nine back out there in left. Weimer and Lutz complete the outfield. Around the diamond, Gason Coca at third base. Cam Devaney, Felix Valera up the middle. Thomas Dillard at first, and Brent Diaz doing the catching.
So Castaneda, two pitches to get the out. Now the first offer to Waddell, and he comes in tight with a fastball that's fouled back. It is 0-1. Well, the scouting report on Castaneda was a fastball, a changeup, a slider, and a splitter. Splitter is really his nasty put-away pitch. The 0-1, and Waddell takes a changeup low and outside. And the count even at one ball and one strike to Waddell. By the way, calling the balls and strikes tonight is our crew chief, Steve Hodgins, as the 1-1 is wide over for a strike. Another off-speed. That might have been the cutter right there. And so the count is now 1-2. Castaneda nods in agreement with Diaz, the 1-2. And a slider misses low and outside. And so the count evens up at 2-2 to Waddell. Castaneda coming into today second in the Southern League in ERA among qualifiers. As this offer is fouled in and out of the mid of Diaz, and so we'll do it again at 2-2. The only pitcher with a better earned run average in the Southern League than Victor Castaneda coming into today is Tyler Herb. And of course, he is now up with AAA Nashville, so he'll fall off the qualifiers soon enough. 1-2, and a bouncer over to second. Valerio off the second hop, shoulder high, slings to first. And Waddell is retired. So two ground ball outs, and Jariel Gonzalez will be the batter.
Oh, I think, too, what makes Castaneda so good, like you said, the numbers, the different pitches he can throw in the splitter, obviously a strikeout pitch, but those first two batters, a couple changeups and cutters that he throws. The first was a changeup, and Harris barely made contact with it. So that was off the edge of the bat, and that time Waddell got a little bit more of a, looked like a cutter.
Well, this has been one of the most difficult guys to retire in this series, and Gonzalez whiffs through a slider for a strike. It is 0-1. Gonzalez coming into this game 6-for-9 in the first three contests of this series. Switch hitter from the left side, the 0-1. He bounces a fastball foul right into the Shuckers dugout. And so the count is 0-2 to the shortstop. Two gone, bases empty, scoreless here in the bottom of the first inning between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. And time is called after the swing. So because Gonzalez had taken a hack, he gets to call time and reset the pitch clock. Castaneda peers in. And the 0-2 pitch. Way outside, missed with a slider, and much like we saw Vines do, Castaneda kind of makes a flicking movement with his wrist. We didn't finish that pitch off. Now has the sign again, the 1-2, and this is looped down the left field line. Long run for Coca, and it'll get out of play foul. And so the count stays at a ball and two strikes to Gonzalez. Right-hander Castaneda also second in the Southern League in batting average against coming into tonight. Opponents are hitting just 179 against him. So tied for sixth in strikeouts with 37. The 1-2 again. And a fastball's a little upstairs. Gonzalez flinched on it and held off. On the count is two balls and two strikes. Shortstop, Devaney shaded up the middle. The left-handed hitter is the 1-2. And that is lined right at Valerio. Two steps to his right. He spears it knee-high on the backhand. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Victor Castaneda in the bottom of the first. That sends us on to the second. Scoreless between the Shuckers and the Embraves. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Start of the second inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. It's the switch hitting Thomas Dillard to lead it off for Biloxi. He'll be followed by Jackson Reitz and Tristan Lutz. Right-hander Darius Vines out for his second inning of work after he retired the side in order in the first. So here's the set on the first offer to Dillard, and Thomas lines this one into center field, but in a few steps, slowing down and reaching backhanded to spear it out of the air is Harris. And Dillard lines out to center on the first pitch he sees. Good contact that time. Probably the best struck ball the Shuckers have had in their first 4 men up. But a line out, and Reitz will be the hitter.
Well, like when you spoke with Thomas earlier in the series about what he wanted to do coming back at this ballpark, he said be aggressive and jumping on a first pitch fastball, making good contact on him.
So now it's Reitz from the right side, the pitch. And Jackson checks his swing, but takes an inside pitch for a strike. It is 0-1. Reitz hitting .299 this season, 23rd game with the Shuckers. The 0-1, and a check swing on a high fastball, and he's able to hold up. They'll appeal down to first, and our first base umpire Justin Whitten says no swing. So the count, 1-1 now to Reitz. Vines rocks home the 1-1, and a changeup on the inner edge for a called strike. The count is now 1-2. Reitz does not meet the qualifying limit for the number of plate appearances he's had so far this season to be amongst the league leaders in some categories. The 1-2, and he stretches and reaches at a slider and strikes out. Second K for Vines. Two gone, and Tristan Lutz the hitter. But for Reitz, his OPS is over 1,000 now for the year, and he does fall into the league leaderboard with 9 home runs. You could have 9 at-bats and have hit 9 home runs. You're going to be on the league leaderboard for that one. Scoreless game here between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. Quickly 2 gone on just 4 pitches for Vines, who needed 14 tosses in the first inning. And he buries a slider low and away. And a ball to Lutz, it's 1-0. Plenty of sunshine still on the outfield. The infield is in the shade. The kick and the 1-0. And Lutz fouls it straight back. Count is 1-1. We talked about it here through the first couple of innings on a night-in, night-out basis. Sun sets behind the third base side here at Trustmark Park, which is very similar to MGM Park, but the ballpark has a shell on it all the way around, even down to the decks. Stare in, and Vines will disengage. And so that is an auto ball. Well, check that. Just gave time. 1-1, and this is pulled on the ground past the outstretched reach of Alexander and into left field, and Tristan Lutz has another base hit. So Lutz, who went 2-for-4 last night with a home run and a single, absolutely continues to tear the cover off the ball since coming back from the injured list. Lutz now has reached base in 6 consecutive games, longest streak of the season for him, and the Shuckers will not make it to the 5th inning with a right-hander throwing a perfect game against them tonight.
Yeah, a little bit sooner than last night.
So Lutz on, and now it's Brent Diaz, and he's swinging at the first pitch. Comes up empty on a changeup for a strike. It is 0-1. Last time that we saw Brent, he started in the game on Wednesday night. He had a 2-hit game, went 2-for-4 in that one, with an RBI double in the second inning. Right-hander Vines the 0-1, and a slider on the outer edge for a strike.
The count is 0-2 now to Diaz. Lutz on first. Two gone. No scores. Shuckers and M Braves here in the top of the second inning at Trustmark Park. Vines now working out of the stretch. Comes home. And that is well inside. Nearly caught the back thigh of Diaz. And so the count of ball and two strikes to Brintz. Remember, it was Brintz who hit his grand slam off of Vines in the third inning of his start against the Shuckers back at MGM Park in April. 1-2, and Brint reaches down and just clips this and fouls it off. And so the count will stay at 1-2 to Diaz. Vines in his start at MGM Park back on April 15th. Three innings, six runs. Just one of them was earned on five hits, four walks, and four strikeouts. Diaz waits here in the 1-2. And a fastball is upstairs. The count runs even at two balls and two strikes to Diaz. That third inning went walk E5, fly out caught stealing, single walk walk grand slam. The pitch. And Diaz sends the skyward out into right field. Fighting the sun a little bit, Harris. He'll be called off by Michael Harris, the center fielder. He'll reach up and haul it in. And so the Shuckers get their first hit of the game in the second inning, but nothing else. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left on. 1.5 in the books here at Pearl, and we're scoreless between the Shuckers and the M Braves on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media, from news and highlights to game day promotions. Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Home half of the second inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. Right-hander Victor Castaneda sat the side down in order in the bottom of the first inning, so he gets Lugbauer, Miller, and Alexander, the 3-2 up here, as we had a slight delay as the bullpen gate had to be closed out in right field. Castaneda's first offer to Lugbauer. That's a little inside for a ball, 1-0. The bullpen's not in the field of play here. They are out behind the right and left field walls. 1-0. And Lugbauer rolls this one over. Dillard, gloves, Castaneda covering, scampers to the bag. And Lugbauer is retired. So three ground ball outs and a line out so far for Victor Castaneda. With one gone, it's Jalen Miller.
And the bullpen's just like Birmingham a little bit. They're in the alleys. The M Braves still more towards the left field line. That's why in between innings, bullpen door opens and warm up the right fielder.
First offer to Miller, and a slider is low and outside for a ball, 1-0. The one ball offer, and there's a slider that slips over for a strike. Better bite that time from Castaneda. Found his spot, and the count is 1-1. And the Shuckers, though, in Birmingham, they were in the third base of bullpen, or the left field bullpen. As Miller bounces this, two hops, scooped up around the ankles by Coca, and his throw is cap high to Tiller. Victor Castaneda, everything on the ground so far tonight. Two gone and C.J. Alexander the batter. Really, that should be no surprise. Are you ready for some more advanced statistics, Thomas?
Oh, lay it on me, Garrett. All right. I want all of it.
We've talked about it before. BABIP, batting average, balls in play, right? Here's the first offer on the way, and a slider is in there for a strike to Alexander, 0-1. Victor Castaneda has the third lowest BABIP in the Southern League this year, the 0-1. And this is lifted left side and out of play, foul, and it's 0-2. When opponents put the ball in play against Castaneda, they're hitting .238. The only two pitchers who have a better BABIP in the Southern League both pitch for the Embers. 0-2. And a changeup's low and away, and the count is 1-2.
Let me guess. Jerry Schuster's one of them.
He is number one with a .218 BABIP. Can you guess the other one?
Freddie Tarna.
That is correct, with a .226 BABIP. 1-2, and a changeup is a little off the plate to the left-handed hitting Alexander. And the count is 2-2. Two gone here in the bottom of the second inning. Scoreless Shuckers and M Braves. The break even from Castaneda. Bounced on the ground. Valerio to his left. Throws off balance. Dillard stretches up the first baseline, and he holds the bag. And so Victor Castaneda, two innings, no runs, no base runners. We move on to the third. Scoreless between the Shuckers and the M Braves. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time? Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Start of the third inning, no score between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. Cam Devaney will lead it off here in the third inning. Darius Vines on the hill will request a new baseball, and that'll give us a chance to send it over to take you through the next couple of innings. Here's Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett, as Devaney waits. First pitch home. He skies it in the air, deep center field. Harris jogging back just before the warning track. Leans to his right, makes the catch. One pitch, one out. As you pause 10 seconds for station identification, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
So Devaney is retired on one pitch to start the top of the third inning for Darius Vines as the Randy King Soap and Jason Koch also swing at the first pitch. Fans on the fastball, 91 for strike one. So it was 8-9-1 due up in this third inning. As Koka swings and misses, and a fastball again, a little east-west movement to it. It's 0-2. Deals home. Missing high. Koka in the series, 4-for-13. She had the two multi-hit games to start. And a 1-2. is chased after, down and in, strike three as Logan Brown hangs on. Shows the baseball up. Steve Hodgins, the home plate umpire. And a third strikeout already for young Darius Vines. Base is empty. C.J. Alexander on the grass at third, and Gabe Holt pulls it through the right side into right field. And Gabe has been swinging a hot barrel. A season-long six-game hit streak was snapped yesterday, but had two hits on Wednesday and two on Tuesday. So the series now 5-for-15 for Gabe. Shucker's second hit tonight against Vines. Both of them have been singles, both coming with two outs. Once out a two-out single last inning. So now can Joey Weimer continue the third inning here as he swings and misses first pitch for strike one. Weimer coming into tonight, 10 home runs, tied for second in the Southern League with Trey Cabbage for Rocket City. And Vines' quick spin move over to first base, Holt back in headlong. Weimer on a power surge in the last week and a half. Since that Birmingham series, had five home runs there, two on Sunday. As the 0-1, swing and miss, breaking ball in the outer half. It's quickly 0-2 on Joey. Check swing pop out to the pitcher, Darius Vines, in the first inning. Holt at first, two outs, and a breaking ball. Got Weimer again for strike three. Two strikeouts in the inning, four on the evening for Darius Vines. And the Shuckers and Embraves still scoreless after two and a half here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Victor Castaneda opens up the third inning, facing off against second baseman for the Embraves, Riley Delgado. First pitch, breaking ball at the knees, called strike. Should kick things off here at third inning again of Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Game four of a six-game series. Still scoreless as a changeup. This is down and away. Count back even 1-1. Shuckers won on Tuesday. Embraves have won the last two nights. Both come from behind wins as a fastball clips the outer edge, called strike. Count 1-2. Castaneda looking for his first punch-out victim as 1-2 breaking ball lunged and pop in the air down the right field line. In the foul territory goes Thomas Dillard. Makes a catch over his left shoulder. And one away. That's now first seven retired by Castaneda. as the catcher Logan Brown kicks around some dirt and left-hander's batter's box against the righty Victor Castaneda. One out, base is empty. Scoreless game here in the bottom of the third. And a first pitch slider on the outside black, called strike to Brown. Only start this series so far besides tonight was on Wednesday. As the 0-1 fastball outer half, called strike. RBI double for Logan Brown in that game. Also came around to score. 0-2. And a splitter swing and a miss for strike three. They'll complete the strikeout to first as Dillard had to go down a knee. There it is, Castaneda's first punch out. Comes in the third inning, and quickly two gone.
Well, Victor's been generating a lot of weak contact this evening, and now he gets his first strikeout, and we've talked about that splitter being his put-away pitch. I think he's been getting weak ground balls on it, but he finally gets a strikeout.
As breaking ball missing high and tight to the right fielder, Trey Harris for ball one. Now still have yet to see a ball to the outfield grass so far for the Braves as the 1-0 slider foul tip by Harris into Diaz's bin. And Gary, when he talked with Joey about the one game where no baseballs went out to the outfield last series against Birmingham, it was a fastball outer half called strike. Harris, not a fan of it, Steve Hodgins. We said that's the way to like it sometimes, you know, get a day off out there in the outfield. Castaneda glares in, kicks home, 1-2, and a breaking ball. Harris rifles down the first baseline, foul off the tarp. As Tristan Lutz has to go retrieve it up in the warning track on the wall.
Well, Joey said that on days like that, they get to just worry about going into the dugout and then hitting that night, which he said is 90% of what outfielders do anyway.
Their side hustle out there in the outfield. I'm going to catch down some fly balls. 1-2 again. As Harris got a piece of it. A foul back to the netting. I'm sure they're fine with that right now with the sun setting here in Pearl, Mississippi. And the 1-2. As check swing by Harris lays off the fastball up and away. We count even 2-2. Has some shadows, and again, here at Trustmark, Weimer is the last guy who has to deal with them. They start to close in on him from right and left center out towards straightaway center. 2-2, and Harris called strike three. A fastball outside corner goes down looking. So through 2 1/3 innings, Castaneda did not have a strikeout, punches out Logan Brown and a Trey Harris. To fire a 1-2-3 third inning. 9 up, 9 down for Victor. We're through three innings here in Pearl. Still scoreless. The Bloxy Shuckers Radio Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low.
Mississippi Coast Supply.
We enter the top of the fourth inning in Pearl, Mississippi at Trustmark Park. Shuckers and Embrace Schoolis. Thomas Cinturella, Garrett Green. Shuckers Rave Network as the bullpen door wasn't closed for the second time. Umpires sort that out. 3-4-5 set to do battle against the ready Darius Vines, who kicks home. And a first pitch breaking ball. Sinks over the middle part of the plate for a called strike. Larry went down on strikes to end the first inning. And the 0-1 fastball runs outside to the righty Valerio, count even 1-1. Shuckers have a hit the last two innings. Two out singles by Tristan Lutz and Gabe Bolt as Valerio flies it in the air right center field. As Harris charging it into the alley is called off by the other Harris, Trey Harris. Makes the catch in right center.
I think that was the case where Michael Harris made a catch on the last out in the second inning. Brent Diaz, that was definitively in right field and probably the right fielder's ball. And this time around, Trey Harris on a ball that I think Michael Harris had a better beat on. Cuts in front.
Switch inning first baseman Thomas Dillard swings at the first pitch. Fouls it off third base side for strike one. I think there's a competition out there about how many more baseballs can somebody make a catch out there. The guys up during batting practice, they have some contests, pitchers do. As the 0-1, Dillard hits well down the right field line. One hopper to the left of Harris, who cuts it off. Throws it back to the infield quickly, so a long single for Thomas Dillard. Well, two at-bats tonight. He struck the ball well twice, and now gets rewarded with his first hit. Thomas Dillard was Garrett Green's pick to click tonight, so off to a good start. As now Dillard leads off a first with one out in the fourth inning. Jackson Reitz, first pitch, smacks it high up in the air into foul territory. Lugbauer backing up, twisting around, makes the catch. Just past the infield in foul territory. And so a quick second out. And now Tristan Lutz, who singled to the left side of the infield his first time, tries to duplicate things here. Vine set from the belt, long pause, and kicks home. A fastball. Outer half called strike to the right fielder. Last time Vines threw a fastball inner half, and Lutz just turned on it and yanked it to the left side of the infield hole on the ground. And the 0-1, a breaking ball. Lutz out in front of, trying to pull it, is behind 0-2. We saw a really good curveball yesterday from Freddie Tarnon. You know, Vines got a good one. Not Freddie Tarnon, but still very good-looking curveball. As broken bat, bloop single into center field as Dillard will hold up at second base. Looked like that was going to drop all the way. Delgado went for a leaping grab at it, attempt at it. Sinai single. Harris singles in this inning. Puts runners on first and second with two outs.
And just a good piece of hitting there by Lutz, protecting the zone with two strikes on him. And able to just fly it into center, so we'll see now if the Shuckers can rally for something here.
Brent Diaz, the catcher, drive home the game's first run. Dillard at second, Lutz at first, and the first pitch fastball in the hands. Foul back the netting.
By the way, Thomas, we've gotten back the data on that long single that you had for Thomas Dillard. 107.8 off the bat. Tattooed on a line.
That is the power that Thomas Dillard generates. Why he can leave the yard in a hurry. In the 0-1, Diaz trying to leave the yard. As Vines push it right past Diaz. Fought out to center field in the second inning. And now behind 0-2 on Vines. The pitch,
as Diaz foul tips the fastball into the mitt of Logan Brown for strike three. Five strikeouts for Darius Vines. Shuckers do get two singles in the inning, but two men left on base. After three and a half, still scoreless here in Pearl, Mississippi. Listen to Bloxy Shuckers Baseball, the Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on May 24th for an exclusive AFC Biloxi tee presented by U.S. Air Force 331st Recruiting Squadron. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Victor Castaneda has faced the minimum so far through the first three innings. As we enter the bottom of the fourth inning, still scoreless in Pearl, Mississippi, as Michael Harris, the second center fielder, strides in the left-hander's batter's box. Open stance with the red barrel. First pitch fastball high and tight for ball one. Harris grounded out on a changeup. A little dribble on the infield to Jason Coca. First inning. As breaking ball looks like it might have slipped out of the hand of Castaneda. One hops in before home plate. It's 2-0. Castaneda works quickly in the offering. And fires in that changeup. Right down the heart of the plate for a called strike. 2-1. As a changeup is lined down the right field line, it's a fair ball. Caroms off the wall right to Tristan Lutz as he fires it back in quickly. And Michael Harris with his fourth double in the series. It's the first and Braves hit and the first runner. His 14th of the season. So the Braves have something cooking here. Start the fourth inning. Well, why not get the first hit of the game? Your best player, Michael Harris, the second. Brings up the lefty DH. Luke Waddell pops it up behind home plate. Diaz flings the mask. Called off by Coca, the third baseman. Makes a catch and foul ground. Just past the on-deck circle. And a quick first out. Which helps situational wise as Waddell is not able to move the runner over. So Jariel Gonzalez sporting some flashy shoes, a little bit of green, pink, white Nike sneakers. I'll have to ask the training staff. They're sneakerheads. They might know what those cleats are. Gonzalez, Harris at second and one out. Changeup runs outside for ball one. Gonzalez, four hits last night. Tied his career high from last August. Playing for the Erie Seawolves. 1-0. is swung on, popped up. Left side of the diamond into foul territory. Coca just in front of the bench, wheels back and makes the catch. Well done in front of the Embraves bench as the ball came back towards the field of play at just the last second. So back-to-back foul outs to Coca. Quickly two gone.
That is not an easy play to make right there. You get all the way to the railing, you're feeling for it. The other team, they're not obligated to help you at all, and I think they were saying a few things to Coca, but to step back and make that catch is big.
All of a sudden, it looked like a promising fourth inning here as Harris with two outs and Drew Lugbauer. It's starting to look a little dire. First pitch, outer half, called strike. A fastball from Castaneda. Lugbauer, who grounded out to Dillard in the second inning. Get Michael Harris leadoff double. Pulled it down the right field line. Start the inning. Embrace first runner and hit. His fastball tails outside. The lefty Lugbauer, it's 1-1. Lugbauer of the University of Michigan. All the Wolverines. As 1-1 breaking ball outside, 2-1. Let's get to that time of the year when college baseball starts to take shape for the NCAA tournament in the College World Series. On the road to Omaha. 2-1. And a breaking ball, Lugbauer fouls off third base side. 2-2. Devaney holding on. Harris at second base. Shortstop creeping behind as a 2-2. Splitter down and away. Lugbauer doesn't chase after. Count full 3-2. Castaneda struck out the final 2 minutes in the third inning. Looking for another one here. As Lugbauer pulls it down the right field line, it will roll up into the corner. Harris around third. He'll score easily. As Lugbauer gallops to the second base. Two doubles in the inning. Blake the Embrace first run as they lead 1-0 in the fourth inning.
Well, Lugbauer always dangerous, and normally he has done it by hitting home runs against the Shuckers, but the ball is not jumping out of this ballpark like it did last season. That's just a couple of pitches that on too much of the plate for Castaneda.
As first pitch is pop foul off the right side to Jalen Miller for strike one. I've seen plenty of doubles in this park in this series too. C.J. Alexander thought he was going to leave the yard yesterday on his bases clearing double. Hit off the fence in front of the Shuckers bullpen. 0-1 breaking ball, left it foul, first base side again. The 0-2 on him. But again, Embraves taking the first lead of the game, scoring the first run of the game. RBI double from Drew Lugbauer. Who's at second? 0-2 to Jalen. 0-2 is high at the eye level. Castaneda up to 54 pitches. 36 of them for strikes. Here is the 55th, the 1-2. Down and away with a changeup that Diaz had a slide over and back in. Sent up on the inside corner. It's 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. So Castaneda for the second straight inning ends the frame with a strikeout. He's got three tonight. But the Embraves have the first run of the game. RBI double from Drew Lugbauer scores Michael Harris, the second from second base. 1-0 Embraves after four here in Pearl, Mississippi as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Hey, everybody, They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Vanny starts the top of the fifth inning for the Shuckers as they now trail 1-0 after the Drew Lugbauer RBI double. And with that, we send it back to Gary Green to take you through the next few innings.
All right, thank you very much, Thomas. So we'll be Devaney, Jason Koka, and Gabe Holt. 3-2 up for Biloxi here in this fifth inning. Darius Vines and rocks and fires, and the first pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. That was the 50th pitch of the night for Vines. It was just the ninth ball that he has thrown all night. He has been all kinds of in the strike zone. 1-0. Devaney swings over a changeup. The count is 1-1. And really, he's known for his curveball. That was what he was really projected for as an amateur. As the right-hander hands over his head, the 1-1. And a breaking pitch is down low. Couldn't get Devaney to chase. The count is 2-1. However, it really seems like his changeup has been the pitch he's gone to a lot tonight. 2-1 fastball. That's hit out to right field. Harris is going to have to chase after it. Back to the wall. He reaches up and makes the catch as he moves onto the warning track in deep straightaway right field. So two times up for Cam Devaney. He's 0-2, but man, he has hit the ball hard both times. He's the first out, though, and Jason Koka is the hitter.
Yeah, again, at MGM Park, that may bounce off the wall, but here just a sharp line out into deep right field. We talk about playing at different ballparks.
As we have a ball that has gotten down into the left field corner.
It's like Birmingham all over again.
Jalen Miller is going to have to go down there and fetch it. That was so bizarre in Birmingham.
That was like 6, 7, 8, 9 balls.
You know, I never like to call out a front office. It took them way too long to station somebody down the left field line in that series. We had multiple balls get on the field in that series. First offer to Koka. And there is a curveball. It's down low. Ball one to the Shuckers' third baseman. Shuckers do have 4 hits in this game. All 4 of them have been singles. 1-0 is upstairs, 2 balls and no strikes. Tristan Lutz with the 2-out single in the second. Gabe Holt with a 2-out single in the third. And Thomas Dillard and Lutz with singles in the fourth. The set down the 2-0. And Koka is late on a fastball. And the count is 2-1 now to Yusin. Yusin, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Back in the third inning, went down swinging on the aforementioned curveball. Vines the 2-1. And another swing and a miss at a fastball. And so the count is 2-2 now to Koka. Vines really is a completely different pitcher here, and that is, well, Koka's going to go to the dugout and get a little bit of extra grip for the bat. I thought he was walking back like he was out on an automatic strike. And
I think Gabe Holt was starting to walk, and he's like, wait, that's only 2 strikes. And I see what Andre was like, wait, where's he going?
Oh. So Koka goes and retrieves that. Hands over for Vines, the 2-2. And this is fouled back, so the extra stick to the gloves did Coca some good to foul one off. And the count will stay at 2-2. Now, Vines is a completely different pitcher here at Trustmark Park than he has been on the road this season. The right-hander, his 2-2 again. And that is just off the plate with a fastball. The count has run full now to Coca. In four starts here at home coming into tonight, Vines was 2-0 with a 2.78 ERA. Right-hander, his 3-2 pitch to Coca. And that is off the plate for ball four. Miss with the slider by very much, but it's the first walk of the evening. And the Shuckers have a one-out base runner as the card flips over to Gabe Holtz. Conversely, when you look at his stats on the road, Vines is 0-2 with an 8.53 ERA in three appearances. Mind you, that includes the, or that doesn't include the five unearned runs that he gave up to the Shuckers in his start back in April at MGM Park. As Holt lines this one out into right field, long run in, and Harris is going to have to play it on a bounce in right field. And so Gabe Holt has another multi-hit game in this series. He's now 6-for-16. And the Shuckers have a little something working here in the fifth. And Joey Weimer coming to bat with a man in scoring position.
Well, that's all it takes sometimes. The one-out walk, and all of a sudden, Gabe Holt singles. And you're right, here come the Shuckers offense. And with Joey Weimer coming in, all it takes is just one swing of the barrel. The Shuckers could have three runs in a blink of an eye.
Weimer is 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a pop out to the pitcher on a check swing back in the first. Vines the offer, and a swing and a miss. He threw him a changeup. Faded away for a strike. It is 0-1. As a matter of fact, every pitch to Weimer so far in this game has been a strike from Vines. Look back to second, the 0-1. And a swing and a miss at a changeup down low. And it's 0-2. Weimer took two pitches for a couple of called strikes back in the first before that tap out for the foul out. And then he struck out swinging on three pitches in the third. Runners on first and second and one gone, and Vines. The 0-2. And Weimer checks his swing. They'll appeal down to first, and he is rung up by Justin Whitten. If I am being honest, I don't know why they had to appeal down. I think that Hodgins probably could have made that call himself, but Weimer is down on strikes.
Yeah, Weimer kind of knew it, too. He took a half a step towards the first base dugout, saw they appealed, and made the call either way.
So two gone. Shuckers trailing 1-0 here in the fifth. Runners on first and second, and the first offer to Felix Valerio is a fastball that backs him up for a ball. 1-0. Well, Valerio had his 11-game hitting streak snapped last night. He went 0-for-4. He did put the ball in play all four times, though. Fouled out, popped out a couple of times, and grounded out. The set on the 1-0. And a breaking ball is hit high in the air to deep center field, but it looks like Michael Harris has it measured. And straightaway center, back towards the track, reaches up and makes the catch for the out. So the Shuckers get a pair of base runners, but can't do anything with it in the fifth. We move on to the home half of the fifth inning. It's the Mississippi Braves 1 and the Biloxi Shuckers 0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 27th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Island View Casino, as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday.
presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 1-0. The right-hander Victor Castaneda, the first pitch to C.J. Alexander, popped up, foul ground. Dillard wheels, comes in, a step shy of the coach's box and foul ground on the first base side, and he makes the catch. And so Alexander fouls out. One gone, and Riley Delgado the hitter for the Indians. Gear Green with you here, Thomas Zinzarella alongside. One run on two hits and no errors for the M-Braves. No runs on five hits and no errors for the Shuckers. The difference in this one is the fourth inning where Michael Harris and Drew Lugbauer double. As the first pitch is in there for a strike to Delgado, it's 0-1. Castaneda, the 0-1. And a fastball outside. The count is one ball and one strike to Delgado. The Shuckers just not able to string through a hit with a man in scoring position so far as the 1-1. And that's tipped foul into the mitt of Diaz, and the count is now 1-2. Delgado, his first time up, popped out in foul ground to Dillard. That was back in the third inning. Castaneda, the 1-2, and a splitter. And Delgado thought about it, but he held off. The count evens up at 2-2. Castaneda went three perfect tonight before he gave up his first base runner on the leadoff double to Harris an inning ago. Stares over the glove and time is called. As Delgado had taken a swing, so they say he gets his disengagement and time call. Castaneda, the 2-2. And that is shot the opposite way, foul. Count is 1-2. We said it the other night when Delgado fouled all those pitches off down the first baseline. Tristan Lutz is playing really about as close as you will ever see a right fielder to the right field line with a right-handed hitter. This is bounced the opposite way, and it's past a sprinting Valerio out into shallow right field. And Riley Delgado with a single. That extends his hitting streak to seven consecutive games.
Lutz then had a hustle over there to right field, basically, because of how far to the right he was playing.
So for Delgado now, 1-for-2 tonight. He's now 11-for-22 over the last seven games. Doesn't have a ton of RBIs, but he has come in and scored three runs. Check that, six runs. And now it's Logan Brown. The first offer is scooped out into left field. First chance for Reitz. Wheeling in on it, reaches up like he's been there his whole life, and makes the catch out in left field. Second out in the inning, and Trey Harris will be the batter.
I think it's the first time. Like last night, he had to track a ball into left field gap. But really, that ball was going to be extra bases all day, so I think that's the really first chance he's had the last two nights now.
That it is. So Reed's playing in left field for a second consecutive night for the Shuckers. As Devaney moves up the middle a little bit for the right-handed hitting Trey Harris. And the first pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. And Harris is incredulous. Diaz didn't squeeze it cleanly, but it's still called a strike. It's 0-1. Few-step leadoff first for Delgado. And the 0-1 slider is inside-outed down the first base line. Foul. The count is 0-2. Well, you feel a little bit for Trey Harris. It was the 2019 Braves Minor League Player of the Year, but now he is kind of stalled out here at AA. Castaneda sets and the 0-2. And this is hit high in the air, should be playable. Right side, ranging over Valerio, just into foul ground. He'll reach up and make the catch for the out. So a one-out single, but nothing else for the M-Braves in the bottom of the fifth. That sends us on to the sixth. Shuckers trailing the M-Braves 1-0. And Biloxi Checkers baseball will continue in a moment.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of the sixth inning here on a Friday night at Trustmark Park. The Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 1-0. It'll be 4-5-6. Dillard, Reitz, and Lutz do up. Against the right-hander Darius Vines out for his sixth inning of work. Right-hander peers in, and the first offer to Dillard. And Thomas takes a curveball that loops in on the back door for a strike 0-1. Thomas, 1-for-2 tonight, singled his last time up in the fourth. It's one of five hits for Biloxi. The 0-1, and a fastball is outside. It's 1-1. Dillard swinging at the first pitch that he saw. Back in the second inning, he lined out to center. Line sets at the belt and brings home the 1-1. And Dillard checks his swing and takes a changeup around his back foot for a ball. And the count is 2 balls and 1 strike. Well, Vines tonight has struck out 6. He has gotten 6 fly ball outs and hasn't gotten a ground out. 2-1. And that is low and outside with a changeup. It is 3-1. And that tracks with how his stats have lined up this year. He's had a 49% fly ball rate this season. Last year, he had about a 36% rate. Dillard waits and the 3-1. And Dillard a little bouncer. This could be a ground ball. Up the middle, Gonzalez gloves, throws to first. And even with Dillard sprinting down the line, he's out by a step. Oh, there you go. First ground out. One going in. Jackson Reitz will be there.
Well, yeah, you thought that could be trouble because was off the edge of the bat and infield playing back. Gonzalez playing up the middle, just had to charge in and make a sidearm toss to first.
So now with one gone, it's Reitz. Vines the toss. And this is hammered left field towards the foul pole. It is fair and gone. Jackson Reitz again. It is remarkable what the Shuckers catcher, left fielder, designated hitter, you name it, is doing right now as he has just homered again. That is now the sixth time in 7 games that Jackson Reitz has homered, and it ties the game at 1 here in the sixth inning.
All I'm going to say is, I told you when we were talking about our picks to click, I said, you know what, I am going to continue to pick Jackson Reitz until he does
it. How can you not?
Yeah, I'm riding with him.
How can you not? Now it's Tristan Lutz. He swings over a changeup for a strike. It is 0-1. Unreal. 6 home runs in 7 games for Jackson Reitz. The 0-1. And that is down low. And the count is now 1-1 to Lutz. And to Homer, in 3 consecutive games in this ballpark, is remarkable. He sat down the 1-1. And Lutz swings through a curveball. He was
just over it. And the count is now 1-2 to Tristan, who's 2-for-2 with a couple of singles tonight. Vines, the 1-2. And a swing and a miss. Threw him the changeup. Seventh strikeout of the night for Vines. So two gone in the inning, and Brent Diaz the batter. But the Shuckers have tied the game on the 10th home run of the year for Jackson Reitz. Get him in the lineup however you can. The set on the first offer to Diaz, and he swings over a changeup for a strike. It is 0-1. So Reitz now three home runs shy of tying his career high. The 0-1. Diaz hits it foul for space side, and it's 0-2. With 13 home runs with Potomac in 2019. The set and the 0-2. And Diaz squibs this one up the first baseline, but it'll turn foul. And so the count stays at 0-2 to the Shuckers catcher. Jackson Reitz continuing to mash. He is now tied with Joey Weimer for the team lead in home run and tied for second in the Southern League in home runs. The 0-2 pitch. And Diaz cues this one up the first baseline. This time, though, it'll stay fair. Lugbauer, two steps behind the bag, collects it into the heel of his glove and goes to first. Diaz is retired. But the Shuckers tie the game on the 10th home run of the season by Jackson Reitz. And as we move on to the bottom of the sixth inning, we're square at one between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Bottom of the sixth inning at Trustmark Park. We are tied at one between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. Top of the order here is Michael Harris II. Takes a fastball outside from Victor Castaneda for a ball. It is 1-0. The set and the 1-0. And that time a fastball picks the outside edge. And the count is 1-1. Well, Harris doubled his last time up in the fourth. The 1-1. And a slider just downstairs. And a count, two balls and one strike to Harris. Center fielder would score on a two-out, two-out double by Drew Lugbauer. The 2-1. And a whiff and miss. He threw him a good changeup. And so the count is 2-2 to Harris. Shuckers tying the game in the top of this inning on a solo home run by Jackson Reitz. The 2-2 pitch is low, threw him a splitter, and Harris didn't offer at it. By the way, for Harris, with that double, He has now reached base in 36 of 37 games this year. Castañeda, the payoff pitch, shot the opposite way into left field, a base knock. Reitz is around to scoop Harris, rounds, but a good throw in from Reitz, and it'll be a single for Michael Harris, the second. Just a pitch towards the outside part of the plate, and he bounces it past Jason Coca, who is shaded towards second. And the leadoff man is on for Luke Waddell. Well, Castañeda has been very efficient. That was just his 73rd pitch of the night. 49 of them have been for strikes. Set on the offer. And Waddell takes a fastball knee-high for a strike. It's 0-1. Waddell 0-2 today. Grounded out to second, back in the first, and popped out in foul ground back in that fourth inning. Castañeda, out of the stretch, the 0-1. Runner goes, and this is hit out into right field. Lutz towards the gap, at a run. He will chase it down in the alley, and that will send Harris back to first base. So a line out to right field by Waddell, and that eliminates a possible stolen base opportunity for Michael Harris the second. Gone in, Jarmiel Gonzalez the batter. Just a little bit of moving out of the Shuckers bullpen, but they are looking to see if Castañeda can give them six frames tonight. Right-hander has not had to pitch out of the stretch very much. First offer, and a fastball is a little low and outside to the left-handed hitting Gonzalez, 1-0. Worth noting, Brent Diaz this year has thrown out five base runners in 24 attempts. Throw over to first and a dive back in by Harris. They will be checking on the speedy center fielder who's stolen 10 bases in 13 tries this year. Castañeda's 1-0. And this is hit out to right field. Lutz is going to have to chase it out to the wall. It's up and gone. Jarmiel Gonzalez for a second consecutive day homers, and just like that, the M-Braves jump back in front 3-1.
Well, that is the same spot where Gonzalez put it last night on the right field area of the Farm Bureau. Tap and grill out there.
Just unfortunate for Castañeda, because it's the first home run that he's allowed since all the way back on April 16th against Mississippi. So the M-Braves respond with a two-run homer, and Lugbauer rolls over on a first-pitch fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. So a bloop and a blast gives the M-Braves the lead again. As Castañeda's 0-1, and a slider is cut on and missed for a strike. It's 0-2. Lugbauer obviously had the RBI double his last time up in the fourth. Grounded out to first, his first time up in the second. The 0-2, and a slider is outside. The count is 1-2 now to Lugbauer. For Gonzalez, that is his fourth home run of the year. The 1-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. Got him on a slider. Fourth strikeout of the night for Castañeda, so a good bounce back, but now the Shuckers have to climb the mountain a little bit more for the two-run homer. Jalen Miller, the right-handed hitter, stands in, and the first offer fastball is outside. 1-0 to Miller. Three runs, five hits, no errors for the M-Braves. One run, six hits, no errors for the Shuckers. As the 1-0 is skipped foul on the third base side. The count is 1-1. And Thomas, unfortunately now for the Shuckers, over these games against the M-Braves, the trend is slightly becoming that if they don't hit home runs, they aren't scoring runs.
Yeah, starting to see that a little bit. And you know, if you get guys on and you can score in bunches like they have.
That was the 1-1. Slider inside, 2-1.
But then you're just hitting a solo home runs. It's softly tough, and that's kind of what you saw yesterday. You know, back-to-back solo blast, and then a two-run home run.
2-1. And the slider is lifted back of home foul. And so the count 2-2 still to Jalen Miller.
Still looking for the happy median where early in the season they weren't hitting enough home runs. They weren't driving guys in. And they had guys on base.
2-2. And Miller spoils it foul. Well, for a long time there, the Shuckers were in the bottom of the league in home runs. But obviously they have found their power surge. And they've done it really without striking out a ton. The set and the 2-2 again. And a fastball is low from Castaneda. And so the count now full to Miller. It is possible this is going to be Castaneda's last batter as he nears 90 pitches. The set and the 3-2. This is pop back of home foul. So the count still 3-2 to Miller. 3-1 in favor of the M-Braves now here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Base is empty and Castaneda, the 3-2. This is lifted back of home and foul again. So by far and away the longest at-bat for any batter today against Castaneda. Another 3-2 pitch, and it's inside with a fastball. That's ball four. First walk of the day for Castaneda. And with that, Nick Childs get up off of his stool, and he'll come out and have a quick word with Castaneda, probably to just give him a little bit of a breather and get the bullpen rumbling as well. And as he heads out there, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park alongside Thomas Zinzarella. Garrett Green with you here. M-Braves leading the Shuckers 3-1. Here in the sixth inning, the Shuckers tied it on a solo blast by Jackson Reitz, but then a single by Michael Harris and a two-run homer by Jariel Gonzalez has reclaimed the lead for the M-Braves. Jalen Miller just worked a two-out walk. And so the meeting on the mound is over as C.J. Alexander gets ready to dig in. Right-hander Harold Chirino is now throwing out in Biloxi's pen. Castaneda the first offer, and Alexander laces it into right field, a base hit. Lutz is over to cut it off. Miller will round second. He'll head to third, and now the throw to second. Valerio's late, but he throws in, and the tag is made as Devaney gets it, and it's a putout to end the sixth inning. 9-4-6 as they get Alexander stretching it into a double, but the M-Braves take the lead on the two-run homer by Jariel Gonzalez. And as we move on to the seventh, it's now the M-Braves 3 and the Shuckers 1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49 Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Start of the seventh inning, the Mississippi Braves now leading the Biloxi Shuckers 3-1. Day is over for Darius Vines. New hurler into the ballgame. He's the right-hander Troy Bacon. To tell you all about him and take you through the seventh inning, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Santa Fe Junior College products. Santa Fe Junior College in Florida has the first pitch fastball. Called strike to Cam Devaney, the shortstop, for strike one. Bacon making his 10th appearance with the M Braves this year as a hard wipeout slider. Devaney finishes after down and away. It's quickly 0-2 on him. 3-0 record, 3.71 earned run average. As the 0-2 went back with a slider down and away. Cam learned his lesson, laid off. 1-2. 17 innings, 15 strikeouts. Hitters hitting 300 off him, though, including 5 home runs, 21 hits total. And slider down and away again. Cam lays off 2-2. Shuckers now trail 3-1 after a 2-run sixth inning as Devaney lines it deep into left center field. Harris on the run. He can't get there. Karam's on a one-hopper off the wall. As Devaney chugs into second base with a leadoff double, and deservedly so. He has struck the ball well in all three at-bats tonight. Picks up his first base hit here in the seventh inning. So the line for Darius Vines. Six innings, allows just one run on six hits. Walks one and strikes out seven. Lowers his ERA to 4.35. One run was a solo home run by Jackson Reitz. First pitch of the at-bat last inning. It's a breaking ball up and away for ball one. Jason Coca, the third baseman. Coca walked his last time. Struck out swinging in the third. Back to the left side. And a fastball zips up and away, 2-0. The M Braves, Michael Harris' second, started off the sixth inning with a leadoff double. So, well, if this repeat itself, should be a home run later in this inning. With Devaney at second. Devaney's first hit of the series as well. And a 2-0 Coca. Change up a little late on. Swings and misses. Bacon, tangle of set from the letters, and it kicks him as a fastball. Sails high, 3-1. Bacon was a fourth-round draft pick by the Atlanta Braves in 2017. Tampa, Florida native. Seen a few of those Tampa native guys the last few nights between both these squads. It's 3-1. A pop foul, third base sign. Now to play over the seats and everything. The count's full. Last pitch to Chattanooga on Sunday, ending in a third, scoreless. Allowed two hits and a hit batter, did strike out one. 3-2 is outside ball four. Change up missed, and Coco walked for the second time. All of a sudden, runners on first and second, nobody out. Tying run on base. And no hand to run to the plate right now, and Gabe Holt is swinging a hot bat. 3-1 M Braves advantage, which the M Braves have used the seventh inning as their advantage in the last two games. Scoring 5 runs yesterday to take the lead, 4 in the seventh on Wednesday. Fastball called strike to game. Holtz swung at the first pitch as his last two at-bats both resulted in singles. This time lays off. The 0-1 show his bunt, pulls it back. And miss, good-looking pitch. Slider was in there for strike two. Instead, got even 1-1.
Yeah, even with Gabe pulling back, it looked like that was a letter-high strike.
1-1 from Bacon. A breaking ball hold. Pops off the left side. Out of play. Could just block the vision of Stephen Hodgins, the home plate umpire. Vanny leads off a second base. Koch at first. And a breaking ball lunged and tapped right to the shortstop, Gonzalez, who came charging in towards the grass. He makes the catch. A weak line out from Gabe Holt. Well, Devaney made the smart play and just decided to go back to the second base bag. And that's one of those things. If you're Gonzalez, maybe try to drop the baseball, get a double play, and step on the second base bag. You throw to third, I don't know. We saw it today in the Texas Rangers game. As first pitch, Weimer smacks into left center field. Harris on the run. He can't get there. It dunks down for a base hit. So fly ball that held up is in the perfect place. And Jalen Miller and Michael Harris a second both couldn't reach it. And so they load the bases with one out here in the seventh inning.
If this makes any sense, that might be the weakest hit ball that Joey Weimer has put into play all season.
That was thought so. No, that's going to be caught.
Yeah, well, it was a fly ball, and normally because of how hard he hits it, it carries a little bit further, but that time it was dying quickly, and so it just fell down in shallow left field. However, after going 0-for-3 in his first three times up, you know Joey will take it.
Well, here is another batter for the Shuckers, Felix Valero, who is also 0-for-3 coming into this at-bat. Takes a fastball out or half-called strike. So bases loaded, top of the seventh inning, 3-1 Embraves lead. Shucker is out, hitting the Embraves 8-5. Making set, letters 0-1. A breaking ball in the dirt. And Brown able to keep it in front of him. These are the spots in the game the Shucker is going to capitalize on. They have lost games. It has been one category they have not excelled in, hitting with runners in scoring position. And the 1-1, Valerio pops a foul behind home plate over our heads. Count heads to 1-2. Tying run is Koch at second base. Go-ahead runner at first and Joey Weimer. 1-2 to Felix. And a slider down and away. Washed it all the way into Brown's mid as he almost came across home plate. That has been the wipeout pitch. They got Cam Devaney on the first time. Laid off the next two, though. 2-2. Fastball away. Not close as Brown had a reach into the left-hander's batter's box to receive it. As the count is now full with 3-2. Bacon set. From the letter is the payoff. And a fastball swing and a miss for strike three. And Valerio down on strikes. And a word for Steve Hodgins. Maybe a question for him. But a big strikeout by Troy Bacon results in the second out. So now can Thomas Dillard drive home these important runners off the bases? First pitch, chopper, first base side foul. Just past J.J. Reimer, the first base coach's box. Dillard has been aggressive all night long. Another first pitch he hacked after. Feeney at third, Coca at second, Weimer at first. Base is loaded, two outs. And the 0-1, Dillard hits it well, the air opposite way. Miller feeling for the wall, leaps, and did he hang on? He does. He shows the baseball. Holy cow, he went full speed into the left field wall in Curly Embray's bullpen. I thought he made it. Is there players jumping up and down that he made the catch? And my goodness, taking away extra bases and runs as well. As that is how we head into the seventh inning stretch here at Trustmark Park. Shuckers trail 3-1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Jalen Miller robbed the Shuckers of at least two runs, possibly three, on an incredible catch at the top of the seventh inning, and keep the score the same. 3-1, Embrys, and Harold Chirino enters the ballgame for Victor Castaneda.
Yeah, for Chirino, this is his 13th appearance of the year, no record, but a 1.1 ERA. 16 and a third innings, he's given up just three runs, only two have been earned on 12 hits. He's walked five and struck out 13 opponents, hitting just 203 against the right-hander Harold Chirino.
Chirino first pitch breaking ball low below the kneecaps for ball one to the second baseman, Ryan Delgado. So Castaneda's line, six innings, allows three runs on six hits, one walk, four strikeouts, one home run. As a 1-0 breaking pitch to the knees, called strike one and one. Castaneda threw 91 pitches, 61 of them for strikes. And Chirino from the belt, 1-1, a fastball inside. Delgado just lunges out of the way of. It's 2-1. Infield back all the way around for Biloxi. And the 2-1, a fastball, a dribbled foul, third base side. Count evens up at 2-2. Well, the Shuckers had the bases loaded with just one out on the top half of this inning. Couldn't get any runs across as that's pulled in the ground right to Coca at third base. Throws across the diamond to put him away. 5-3 put out. And Delgado now on for three tonight. Still working away, third time through the order. So one out, base is empty. 3-1 Embraves. Logan Brown, the catcher, stands in from the left side. 0 for 2 tonight. And first pitch from Chirino. The fastball just a hair outside for ball one. Brown struck out swinging in the third. And a flight out to left field in the fifth. It's now 1 for 6 in the series as a backdoor slider called strike on the outer half. Evens the count at 1-1. And Braves scored two runs last inning. The home run from Jariel Gonzalez as Brown rifles it foul third base side. Count heads 1-2. Drew Lugbauer, RBI double in the fourth inning. That played with the other run. Shocker's low and run. Jackson Reed solo home run in the top of the sixth inning. And a 1-2 breaking ball. Chirino thought he had strike three. Was starting to walk around the mound, but Stephen Hodgins says, not so fast, my friend. Just missed outside, 2-2. Chirino gets a sign from Brent Diaz, the catcher. Kicks the 2-2, and foul tip into the mid for strike three. Pump the fastball upstairs, and it puts away Brown for the second out. Well, Harold has been the rock in this bullpen. His ERA was under one for a couple of his outings. Once he had a 12 1/3 scoreless inning streak earlier this season. As first pitch slider check swing in the dirt. As Trey Harris lays off for ball one. Well, Harris is hitless tonight 0-2, but really two calls going against his way. Borderline pitches that have gone against him in each of his first two at-bats. And the 1-0 Harris chops it. Coca stands back on it, fires a bullet to first, and dealing with a stretch gets Harris in time. There you go, Yason. Show that arm strength. That was the Trustmark Park tonight. After 7, though, the Embrays lead 3-1 over the Shuckers as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Top of the eighth inning, Shuckers throwing the Mississippi Braves 3-1. As Harold Trino tossed a score seventh inning, Jackson Reitz will start off the top of the eighth inning. And Gary Green will start off the eighth inning and take it the rest of the way home here in Pearl.
All right, thank you very much, Thomas. Well, Reitz has driven in the only run of the game tonight. It was a solo home run back in the sixth inning. At the time, it tied the game at one apiece. First offer, and Reitz takes down low for a ball, 1-0. And Braves would take a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the sixth thanks to a 2-run homer by the shortstop Jariel Gonzalez as Reitz swings through a changeup. And the count is now 1-1 for Jackson. For Jackson, the home run was his 10th of the year and his 6th in the last 7 games, the 1-1. And this is inside, 2 balls and 1 strike. For a point of context, the franchise record for most home runs in consecutive games is 4. Jake Hager did it in 2018 as the 2-1. And that's taken inside with a breaking ball. Bacon is not happy. Thought he had hit the inside edge, but that is a ball. It's 3-1. And then Trent Grisham did it in 4 consecutive games in 2019. Bacon nods in agreement, and the 3-1 to Reitz. And that is low for ball 4. So Reitz will take the leadoff walk. The Shuckers have a man on, and Lutz represents the tying run. So Reitz has now homered in three consecutive games on two occasions in 7 days. I do not think there is another power surge that has happened like that in Shuckers history. Have to do some digging tonight. I know Corey Ray had some pretty good stretches. Grisham obviously did in 2019 as the first offer, and Lutz watches a fastball dart by for a strike, 0-1. But outside of that, I don't know if anyone has homered six times in seven games. The way Jackson Reitz has. He's on first after the walk, the 0-1. And Lutz takes down low. And count 1-1. Tristan 2-for-3 tonight. Singled in the second and the fourth. He struck out back in the sixth. That was the last inning for the right-hander Darius Vines, who gave up one run over six innings. 1-1. And Lutz takes a changeup low. On the count, 2-1. Right fielder Lutz. Remember, the Shuckers loaded the bases an inning ago in the seventh, and were it not for a great catch by Jalen Miller, would have taken the lead. The set down the 2-1. And Lutz fouls it back. Just underneath the pitch, and the count goes to 2-2. Because with two outs in the inning and Dillard sending a ball into deep left field, Weimer was the man on first, and he would have been right behind Yason Koka.
I'm still looking for a second look at the replay on that one.
The set and the 2-2. And Lutz hits this out towards the right field gap. Harris at a long stride. He reaches out and he hauls it in above his head. Well, another great defensive play. Not a leaping grab, but Harris with a very efficient route right to the ball. Looked like it might sneak over his head, but instead he brings it in. And Thomas, that might be why the Shuckers have been scoring on home runs, because unless it goes over the fence, the M-Braves have made some really good defensive plays here in this four games of this series so far.
Yeah, I was about to say, there is a reason why the statistical category defensive run save was created for guys like him.
Diaz busts his bat, a little flare to second, and that's caught at the chest by Delgado. And so Diaz flares out, and now it's Cam Devaney with two goals. So the Shuckers just one run on eight hits tonight. And Braves with three runs on six hits. Neither team has committed an error. Right-hander Troy Bacon with Jackson Reitz at first after the leadoff walk. The pitch. And Devaney fouls it straight back for a strike at his 0-1. Cam is 1-for-3 tonight, but he has absolutely barreled the ball all three times up. He hit one where Harris couldn't catch it. You can believe that out in center field. Double out to left field to lead off the seventh. The 0-1. And he hits this high in the air. Left field. Miller is back. He's at the wall. It's gone. And Cam Devaney has tied the game. His fifth home run. And the Shuckers do it with the long ball yet again. Devaney with his second extra base hit of the night. And we're level at 3 in the eighth. A celebration for Jackson Reitz and Cam Devaney. They have both homered this evening. And the Biloxi Bombers strike again to tie it in the eighth. Now it's Koka. Now the first offer to him is spiked back to the screen for a strike, 0-1.
Well, I made sure that Jalen Miller, you can't get this one. We're going to put it way over the wall. And that one over the bullpen in left field.
Koka from the left side, the pitch. The 0-1 is in the chalk for a ball. It's now 1-1. Well, it's great because it ties the game for Biloxi here, and they needed that in the eighth, but how good is it to see for Cam Devaney? We have talked so much about how well he has had his approach at the plate this year. 1-1. And a changeup outside edge for a strike. Koka shakes his head. And neither side has been particularly happy with Steve Hodgins' strike zone tonight. 1-2. And Koka takes a curveball down low. So the count even at 2-2. But after you line out twice this evening, would be very easy to put your head down, but for Cam, instead he doubles and ties the game with a two-run homer. So all square at three, Shuckers and M Braves here in the top of the eighth inning. The 2-2, and Coca bounces this back to Bacon. He's able to recover, soft toss to first, and it's not caught by Lugmauer. Bacon just lazily flicked his wrist to first. He short-armed it. Lugmauer, who's a great defensive first baseman, did everything he could, but he bobbled it. And Coca is safe, and that'll be an E1. Well, kind of an awkward play. And they've ruled that an E3? Wow. Runner goes, and Holt fouls this off for a strike, 0-1. That is harsh. That is very harsh. I mean, that is a flick of the wrist, soft toss, come out and grab it while still holding the bag, throw.
Yeah.
Well, look, at the end of the day, an error is an error. It doesn't matter who you give it to. The Shuckers will take the base runner, and Holt now with an 0-1 count. Coca was moving. We'll see if he goes here. And Bacon will step off. Does not pick on the runner. That is just to step off and get back on the same page as Logan Brown, the catcher. Set in the 0-1. And Holt hits this in the air on the infield. Right side, Delgado calling for it. Hands above his head, reaches up and makes the catch for the out. But the Shuckers tie the game on the two-run homer by Cam Devaney. And as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, square at three, Shuckers and M Braves on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
At three, as we move on to the bottom of the eighth inning, the right-hander Harold Chirino throws a slider, trying to backdoor it to the left-handed hitting Michael Harris, and he leaves it on the porch for a ball. It is 1-0. Chirino out for his second inning of work. The 1-0 fastball, and that's a low. Two balls and no strikes to Harris. So the Shuckers tying the game in the top of the eighth inning on a two-run homer by Cam Devaney. The set and the 2-0. And a slider is outside. Three balls and no strikes to Harris. And this is a guy that you do not want to put on base to lead off an inning. Number one prospect in the Braves system with good speed. The 3-0 challenged him with a fastball, and Harris took it. Outer half for a strike. It's 3-1. Chirino a 1-2-3 seventh. A ground out, a strikeout, and a ground out. Set down the 3-1, and that is slashed foul over on the third base side. And so the count will go to 3-2 now to Harris. So So the Shuckers have fought back to tie the game. Now they need to find a way to take the lead. 3-2. Breaking ball hit into left field. Reitz is backing up on it. At the warning track, he reaches up and he makes the grab. Jackson Reitz, certified left fielder.
He can do everything.
So a fly out to left for Harris. That's the opposite way for him. And with one gone, it's Luke Waddell. You know, it's worth noting, though, that Reitz was a three-sport athlete when he was in high school. Obviously, he played baseball, but was also the starting quarterback in football, as this is in there, a fastball for a strike. To Waddell, it is 0-1. He was also a very good basketball player as well. The 0-1, and that's cued foul. Goes slithering between both Diaz and Hodgins' legs. And the count is 0-2 to Waddell. Reitz taking his assignment out in left field with a great stride. Whatever keeps him in the lineup, I would assume. The set in the 0-2. And a fastball is high and away from Chirino. The count, one ball and two strikes to Waddell. By the way, asked around, he is borrowing one of Jason Koka's gloves out in left field. The 1-2. And a backdoor slider is a called third strike. Chirino has been aiming for that spot all night, and he finds it. Second strikeout for the right-hander. But it doesn't get any easier now as Jariel Gonzalez is the hitter.
Yeah, this is one of the, if not the most dangerous hitter in the last two or three nights or so. You can't take your guard down even though nobody's on base because you already seen him leave the yard once tonight.
Right-hander Chirino's first pitch, and a slider is low for a ball, 1-0. And Gonzalez, his last time up, a two-run homer to right field. It gave the Braves a 3-1 lead at the time. The set, the 1-0, and this is hit on the ground. Two hops, Valerio up with it, shuffles the feet, throws to first, easy enough. And a shutdown, 1-2-3 inning for Harold Chirino in the bottom of the eighth. Let's go on to the ninth. Tied at 3, Shuckers and Braves. And Biloxi Shuckers Baseball will continue in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Start of the ninth inning here at Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Tied at 3 between the Shuckers and the Braves. Joey Weimer will lead it off for the Shuckers, and he'll see a new pitcher, the right-hander Tyler Ferguson, on for the ninth for Mississippi.
Yeah, Ferguson, 28-year-old right-hander, 6'4", 225, making his 16th appearance for the Braves this season.
So now it's Weimer from the right side, the pitch. And Joey takes a fastball on the inner edge, and he looks at the plate, looks at home plate umpire Steve Hodgins, and casts a glare away and just shakes his head as he stares back out to the right-hander Ferguson. Ferguson, the 0-1. And Weimer takes a strike at the bottom of the zone. And it's 0-2. And again, neither side has been happy with Steve Hodgins' strike zone tonight. Weimer finds himself in an 0-2 hole. Ferguson, the 0-2 pitch. And Weimer yanks it left field line, but foul. Oh, he was just in front of it. Bangs it right off of the Yuengling flight sign, and Ferguson's lucky.
I didn't miss it by much at all, and Ferguson has yet to allow a home run this season in 14 and two-thirds innings.
Set in the 0-2, and Weimer hits this one in the air out into center field, playable for Harris. Trots underneath it, reaches up, makes the one-handed grab, and Weimer is retired. Baseball can be cruel like that sometimes, inches away from getting a home run, only to fly out. So the first out in the inning.
Well, here's the rest of Ferguson's numbers. 1-0 record, a .123 ERA. Struck out 16 in those 14 and two-thirds, walked six, and hitters hitting a .89 off of him coming in.
So now it's Valerio from the right side, the pitch. And a fastball at the bottom of the zone for a strike, 0-1. Well, it was Ferguson who came into the ballgame in the ninth inning back on Wednesday night. Got the final three outs for Mississippi, the 0-1. And at the bottom of the zone again, 0-2. Ferguson struck out the side, but Valerio did single off of him. Game that the M-Braves won 6-4. They sent the 0-2. And Valerio skips this one out to short, deep in the hole. Gonzalez knocks it down, but won't have a play. Valerio's safe. And that's going to go down as an E6. Again, for the Shuckers, look, it doesn't matter. You've got your base runner. And now it's Thomas Dillard in it. So the Shuckers have the go-ahead run on base, and now it's Dillard from the left side against the right-hander Ferguson. The set and the offer. Runner goes, pitches outside, throw down to second. Valerio slides in safely underneath it and holds the bag. Second time Valerio has stolen a base off of Ferguson in this series. And the speedy second baseman has his 11th steal. Now he's in scoring position as it was essentially a pitch out. Fastball away, and Dillard took it for ball one. Ferguson the 1-0, and Dillard takes at the knees for a strike. It is 1-1. And Thomas's last time up, in a fly ball to deep left field that Jalen Miller made a grab on at the wall. It's an 8-foot wall out there. I think he made the catch at about 7.5 feet. 1-1 outside with a slider. The count, 2-1 to Dillard. Miller made the catch just as he was getting to the wall. Dillard would have likely cleared the bases with that hit the other way. The 2-1. And Dillard swings over a changeup. And the count is even at 2-2. Thomas a little nubber up the middle back in the sixth. He had a bullet single in the fourth. And lined out to center field in the second. One gone, or runner on second here. And Valerio dancing off the bag, the 2-2, and Dillard spoils it foul. I thought Valerio was going to take off for third, but he changed his mind at the last minute.
You read that, just trying to take that secondary and see what is going to happen.
Tied at three here in the ninth. Valerio on second after reaching on the error and stealing second. The set and the 2-2. And Dillard pounds this into the ground, first base side. Back on it is Lugbauer. He'll underhand to a covering Ferguson. So Dillard is out 3-1, but Valerio moves down to third base. And so with two gone, it's Jackson Reitz.
Still very productive out. Obviously, he gets the second out of the inning, but still would move Valerio over to third base. You think he'd score anyway with two outs from second base. But now just a for sure thing now.
And if a pitch gets away from Ferguson, it's an opportunity to score. First offer to Reitz, and he swings and hits it in the air, but that'll get him the seats foul. And it's 0-1 to Jackson. Tied at 3 here in the top of the ninth inning. Inning started with a fly out to center by Weimer. Valerio reached on the error by Gonzalez as he just knocked the ball down deep in the hole. Stole second and advanced on the ground out by Dillon. Ferguson's 0-1 to Reitz. And that is hit the opposite way into right field, a base hit. Valerio comes in to score. Reitz around first. He thinks second and will turn back. But Jackson Reitz drives in the go-ahead run for the Shuckers as they take a 4-3 lead here in the ninth inning. The first time they've led all night.
I mean, we said it before, what can't this guy do? I mean, he's playing left field, he's a catcher. Home run in the sixth inning, and now a big-time RBI single to the right side of the infield. You felt the Shuckers, they need to get it now when you have the opportunity, and they seize the day.
Reitz has been involved in all three scoring instances for the Shuckers tonight, as Tristan Lutz is the batter, and he bends back from an inside slider for ball one. Reitz drew the leadoff walk in the eighth inning and scored on the two-run homer by Cam Devaney that tied the game. So the Shuckers flipping the script a little bit tonight on the Embraves. The 1-0. And Lutz takes a swing and a miss at a fastball down low. And the count is 1-1. Thomas gave you the stat a little bit earlier. But coming into tonight, the Embraves had scored 9 runs in the 7th, 4 runs in the 8th, and 3 runs in the 9th in this series. The set and the 1-1. And Lutz takes down low. That bounces away, and the catcher can't find it. But by the time that Brown locates it, Reitz is just going to stay at first. And I think mostly anybody with a little bit better foot speed likely moves to second. But Reitz, with a power hitter like Lutz at the plate, doesn't want to run into the third out when the Shuckers can maybe rally for an insurance run here in the ninth.
Yeah, definitely don't want to run into out. And Reitz, you know, didn't get that secondary. If he got a better secondary, you're not reading it out of the dirt, which is fine.
Now 2-1 to Lutz. And Tristan swings at a biting slider away. And so the count goes to 2-2. Remember, in his last at-bat in the eighth, Tristan lined the ball to the right field gap that Michael Harris made a really good running catch on. It looked like it was going to be extra bases for sure. Reitz off of first. And the 2-2, Reitz goes, and this is shot foul down the first base line. So Lutz fights it off. And the count will stay even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Tristan. The Shuckers 4 runs on 10 hits tonight. No errors. Embraves 3 runs on 6 hits. They've committed 2 errors, though. There is a possibility that that error turns into a hit for Valerio. Shuckers don't care, though. They got the run. As they have a 4-3 lead here in the ninth, looking for more. To set the 2-2. And Lutz takes at the knees for a called strike. Wow. That looked like it finished shin high. But Lutz is punched out. And the top of the ninth inning comes to a close. However, Jackson Reitz drives in Felix Valerio. And heading to the bottom of the ninth inning, the Shuckers have a 4-3 lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed T-shirt every week. Join us on May 24th for an exclusive AFC Biloxi tee presented by U.S. Air Force 331st Recruiting Squadron. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York.
Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers have a 4-3 lead over the Mississippi Braves. It'll be Drew Lugbauer to lead things off, and the Shuckers are going to turn to the right hitter, Zach Venero, to try and get the last three outs in this one.
Yeah, Venero, 15th appearance this season, no record, 3.21 earned run average, 14 innings, struck out 12.
As the first offer to Lugbauer, and he takes a healthy swing and fouls it off weakly for a strike 0-1.
Six walks and three saves and three opportunities. That's the key one for Zach Venero.
Right-hander peers into Lugbauer, who pinwheels the bat from the left side. And Zach's 0-1. And Lugbauer, another healthy cut and a miss. That looked like the slider yet again, and the count is now 0-2. Venero, the 0-2. And a fastball going outside. Two-seamer running away, and the count is 1-2. Lugbauer 1-for-3 tonight. Had an RBI double back in the fourth inning. The time to give the M-Braves a 1-0 lead. The 1-2. And that's taken down low. Wow! That is the same spot that Tristan Lutz just got rung up on not five pitches ago. And it's low for a ball. And so the count goes to 2-2. The set and the offer, and there it is, a called third strike. And Lugbauer's got a reason to be frustrated as he walks away, because the pitch that Venero threw him on the previous offer was much more of a strike than that was. Well, regardless, he is the first out in the inning as Venero punches out Lugbauer, and now it's Jalen Miller.
That's a big out as well, getting him, guy who can leave the yard with one swing of the bat.
So now with one gone, here's the pitch to Jalen Miller. Bounce the opposite way. Valerio into shallow right field. Plants his feet, throws to first. And Miller is retired on one pitch. Two gone and C.J. Alexander the batter. Shuckers leading it 4-3 in the ninth with two gone and the bases empty. Left-handed hitter Alexander stares into Venero, and the right-hander, the first pitch, and a rip and a miss at a changeup for a strike. It's 0-1. Alexander is 1-for-3 today. His one was a single back in the sixth, but he was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. We're set on the 0-1, and a check swing on a two-seamer. They're going to appeal, and Bobby Tassoni says no swing. And so the count now 1-1 to Alexander. Venero sets in the 1-1. And that is a swing tipped into the mid of Diaz for a strike. It's 1-2. Two gone, bags empty. Shuckers leading by a run, 4-3 here on the bottom of the ninth inning. The right-hander Zach Venero stares into Alexander. And the 1-2 pitch. Ounced, second base side. Valerio to his knees, up, throws to first. It's in time. And the Shuckers come back tonight to take this game from the M-Braves. Cam Devaney and Jackson Reitz combine to drive in all four runs for Biloxi as they charge back from a 3-1 deficit and win this one tonight. Final score in nine innings. The Biloxi Shuckers 4 and the Mississippi Braves 3. When we come back, it's the postgame show. Take a look back through this one and get you set for tomorrow. Shuckers win it tonight, 4-3. Postgame show next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 27th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Island View Casino, as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park. Shuckers 4-3 winners over the Mississippi Braves this evening. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. And Thomas, for the Shuckers, the story over the last couple of games had been late rallies by the Mississippi Braves to come back and win. Tonight, the script flips as the Shuckers are able to come back and top the M-Braves by scoring in the eighth and ninth inning.
And they did, and it was a come-from-behind effort, like you said, and you know, something that the Shuckers have done for most of the season. They've been a very resilient group, and tonight's just another one of those nights. But really, the standout guy tonight is Jackson Reitz.
Absolutely. Of course, Reitz got the Shuckers on the board in the sixth inning. In the sixth inning with a solo home run. That was after the M-Braves had taken the lead in the bottom of the fifth thanks to two doubles from Michael Harris and Drew Lugbauer, but Reitz with a home run in the sixth. And then after the Shuckers had a great scoring chance in the seventh, they were trailing 3-1. They load the bases with only one out. Felix Valerio strikes out, and then Thomas Dillard hits a ball out into deep left field that you really felt like had a chance to get out and give the Shuckers maybe a go-ahead grand slam, but at the very least get a bases-clearing double. Jalen Miller makes an exceptional catch at the wall, and they could have put their head down, but instead, in the eighth inning, Jackson Reitz leads off with a double. And then the other guy you got to mention in this game, Cam Devaney, who was so massive tonight for Biloxi, he comes up with a game-tying home run in the eighth inning.
Yeah, he did, and you know, he mentioned that Dillard catch. I still can't believe Jalen Miller made that out there.
I cannot either.
I thought that was – we've seen a couple of those in the series where a couple of attempts were made by Andrew Moritz in left field before, and Miller somehow, some way comes up with it. But, no, Jackson Reitz, he's the hero tonight, and keep playing like this, so he's going to be the big league crew soon.
Yeah, I was going to say, Reitz is the man who drove in the go-ahead run for Biloxi, though. Felix Valerio reached on what was ruled an error by Jariel Gonzalez. It was a sharply hit ball deep in the hole. Gonzalez went to backhand it all the way onto the edge of the outfield grass, and he ended up just knocking it down. Valerio then steals second, moves to third on a ground out by Thomas Dillard, and then ultimately scores on an RBI single by Jackson Reitz. Shuckers took the lead. Zach Venero slammed the door in the bottom of the ninth inning, a 1-2-3 frame to pick up his fourth save, and the Shuckers get a 4-3 victory. Well, when we come back, we will take a look around scores from the Southern League as well as the Brewers-affiliated system and get you all set for tomorrow's game with this series even at two games apiece. All of that as the Shuckers postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park. Shuckers 4-3 winners over the Mississippi Braves tonight. We're not the only action in the Southern League this evening. And for a look at scores and news from around the Southern League that we didn't have a chance to get to in our game that took 2 hours and 14 minutes, here is Thomas Zanzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. We'll start with the news first. Pensacola and Montgomery, of course. The Shuckers are slated to play the Biscuits next week at MGM Park. And then the Blue Wahoos are going to play the Embraves next week as well. Well, that rest of the series has been canceled. There have been COVID throughout this whole series. They played just one game, and so they have decided that they needed to cancel the rest of the series in Montgomery at Riverwalk Stadium. Now, in some of the scores now around the Southern League, Rocket City 8-0 lead on Birmingham as they are in the top of the sixth inning. Birmingham with an opener tonight. Brian Glowicki tossed the scoreless first inning, walked just one batter, and then Jason Billis would throw the next four innings, but it was a big sixth inning that he was in for. Six runs come in to score in the sixth inning by Rocket City. A little bit of the scoring in there. Ryan Aguilar, former Shucker RBI double. That would plate one run. RBI single would score Aguilar. Fielder's choice, sack fly, and a single by Orlando Martinez capped it off. So, yes, a big inning there at Regions Field. 8-0, Trash Pandas on top. And then the other game around the Southern League tonight, kind of a low-scoring one, not too many hits either. Chattanooga just three hits. Well, they come out on top, 4-2 winners over the Smokies, who had just six hits of their own. A four-run top of the second inning. Quinn Cotton, RBI double, scores two. James Free, the second out of Pacific, solo blast, or two-run homer, excuse me, his first of the season, a 4-0. Then the next run's coming in the fourth inning. Luis Vasquez, sack fly. Matt Mervis, solo home from him over the right field wall. But again, Smokies fall 4-2. Lookouts now three games over 500. Smokies 22-15 record on the season.
All right, and thank you for a look at those, Thomas. From the Southern League, let's go ahead and take a look at scores from around the Brewers-affiliated system. And let's start down with the low-A Carolina Mudcats, who get an 8-6 win over Down East. They walk it off in the bottom of the ninth inning. Get this. Going to the ninth inning, the Down East Wood Ducks led Carolina 6-2.
Wow.
And yet, here comes Carolina. They score six runs in the bottom of the ninth inning, including a walk-off grand slam by Hendry Mendez, who's rated as the number 15 prospect in the Brewers organization. It was his second home run of the year, and it capped off an 8-6 win. I can't wait to hear Greg Young's call at some point in the near future as Carolina gets the win. Mendez is 18 years old. He won't turn 19 until coming up in November. But already this season with Carolina in 30 games, a couple of doubles, a triple, two home runs, 17 RBIs, 28 walks to 30 strikeouts. He's stolen a couple of bases as well and scored 17 runs. So Mendez writes his name into Carolina Mudcats folklore. Hey,
just like Joey Weimer.
I would say there was a guy who did that last season. His name was Joey Weimer, and he's been pretty impactful for the Shuckers this season. So Carolina gets the win tonight. As for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers at the high A level, things not going their way against the South Bend Cubs this evening. The tall lefty Russell Smith was on the mound tonight for Wisconsin. He goes four innings, gives up four runs, three earned on five hits. He walked one and struck out four. Only run scoring in the ballgame for Wisconsin. Wes Clark hit his fourth home run of the year. And Carlos Rodriguez, an outfielder who Rodriguez gets lost a little bit with Garrett Mitchell, Sal Frelick, Joey Weimer, Joe Gray Jr., yada, 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 yada. Rodriguez is another very good outfielder. He comes away with an RBI single in the ninth inning. However, Ashton McGee called out on strikes. That game has gone final. South Bend defeats Wisconsin 6-2. And they are still playing right now in Nashville, and the Sounds leading Louisville 4-0. Man, I would not want to be a AAA hitter facing off against the Nashville Sounds pitching staff. Jason Alexander, five scoreless innings tonight. He's got a 2.66 ERA. Peter Strzelecki with a scoreless inning, and Miguel Sanchez with a scoreless inning tonight. A run scored in the ballgame tonight for Nashville. Bryce Terang with an RBI single in the third. Bryce Terang with an RBI single in the fifth. And Tyler White, his sixth home run of the year, drives in Terang as part of a three-run inning. We were looking at the leaderboard in the Brewers organization. Right now, and with a couple of RBIs tonight, Bryce Terang is the only guy that trails Joey Weimer for RBIs in the Brewers system coming into tonight. So Bryce with a two-hit night, he also stole his fourth base of the year. And Terang now with 25 RBIs on the season. Now, Jackson Reitz might be catching him a little bit. But Bryce doing great things. Not going to be very long before the Brewers are going to have to, you know, maybe make a decision on him. The 40-man roster is only at 37 players right now. I'm just saying there might be space.
We just report the facts
on
here.
The 40-man roster for the Brewers. Speaking of the big league crew, I was incorrect last night. Brewers are at home hosting the Washington Nationals. And they currently have a 2-0 lead. That game is in the bottom of the sixth inning. They have taken the lead in the bottom of the sixth thanks to a two-run homer by Rowdy Tellez, his ninth of the year. For the Brewers tonight, it is the right-hander Eric Lauer who is on the mound. Six innings, three hits, no runs, no walks, four strikeouts. Lauer is back to himself. Oh, by the way, he's got a 2.21 ERA on the season for the big league crew. All right, final numbers in our game tonight. For Biloxi, four runs, 10 hits, no errors. They leave 11 men on base. For Mississippi, three runs on six hits, two errors. They leave three men on base. The winning pitcher, Harold Chirino, improves to 1-0. The losing pitcher is Tyler Ferguson. He drops to 1-1. And Zach Venero gets his fourth save of the season. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 14 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,804 on an 86-degree clear night in Pearl. With the win, the Shuckers are now 18-19 on the year. With the loss, Mississippi is now 16-21. Series now tied at two games apiece. Shuckers and M Braves will re-engage tomorrow night, 6:05 for the first pitch. Not 6:35, 6:05. So the right-hander Noah Zavalas will be on the mound. No record with a 2.70 ERA. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Tanner Gordon, 0-2 with a 12.19 earned run average. First pitch at 6:05. We're on the air for you at 5:45 tomorrow evening from right here at Trustmark Park. Well, a big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work this evening. Play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, social media extraordinaire, and the best caddy at finding your ball out on the refuge golf course there is in Mississippi. Great work all the way around today, Thomas. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Always a fun time out there.
You know, it's a lot easier when they're in the middle of the fairway like his are, and I'm off in the weeds. So thank you, Thomas, for all of your great work, especially on air tonight. But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Friday night, whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole game. We're thrilled you made Biloxi Checkers baseball a part of your night. So for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green, saying so long from here at Trustmark Park. Your final score, the Biloxi Checkers 4, the Mississippi Braves 3. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:05 p.m. Until then, good night from Pearl, Mississippi.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, baby. This is WGCM Gulfport, 1240 AM and 100.9 FM. Who put the bump in the bump-sha-bump? We did. Cruise and WGCM.